Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to the Rusak Gamers podcast. This is an actual play production using the Burning Wheel Gold rules. Now tonight we start with a quaint little conversation about peg boys, thanks to a blog post by Taylor. Thanks a lot, Taylor. Then we get down to some decent planning about what to do about the Admiral and go out to see the guy. Todd goes into great detail about what he does to a certain body this evening and kind of weirds most people out, even though we do laugh a lot. And finally, Cole gets to light a fire. Now, feedback in the form of comments, critiques, or complaints go to our voicemail, 502-4141-RUE. That's 502-4141-4176. Send email to roy@rusakgamers.com. Drop by our forum at rpgcrosstalk.com. And you can also play at home by following our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to these sites and more are at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
What exactly did he say?
Well, we'll talk about it.
Are we on? I just clicked it a second ago. We're talking about a nice little comment that Taylor posted.
We want to introduce ourselves first.
We can get around to it. We kind of do
but
it.
We know each other.
Who are you again?
Oh, my God. I'm Roy. I'll be playing Burnt Coal tonight.
Jason Pelletha.
Jeff, I'll be playing Remy Plazar tonight in my guest role.
This week.
Oh, and it's funny because Neil won't be here tonight, and he's got his character. Of course, I think he's on here, though.
Yeah.
He is. Okay.
No modifications, but he's on the web.
Yeah, but...
I'm Doug. I'm playing Ethan.
Todd, I'm playing Finn.
And so excited.
Mm-hmm. And Joe had some work obligations tonight, so he is, and he plays
Briggs,
and he will not be at the game tonight.
And I'm Bill, and I'm playing God. I mean DM, GM, storyteller,
stickholder,
gatekeeper, whatever.
Facilitator.
Facilitator. Yeah. Wait.
Yes, huh? Man.
Jeff Wrangler.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about Taylor, who wrote a post on our blog about Jeff playing Flint's peg boy.
Mr. Bleeker. Which is a phrase I didn't know anything about.
Peg boy.
Yeah, I've never... I'm sorry.
We're just
going
to gloss
phrase.
Over it. You can go to the board. You can go to the blog and click on the Urban Dictionary.
Kids, ask your parents first.
Ask your parents first.
Kids, stop listening to this podcast.
That's actually an old term.
Exactly. But...
As in early maritime, yes.
And so we got to talking about Bill almost having... It was almost a throwaway line saying Bleeker. You actually described someone, not Bleeker. Someone else?
Dumont. Oh, no, it wasn't a throwaway.
No.
It was an insult from the crowd.
About Dumont. Being the peg boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not... Taylor, we're not sure if you were connecting that with Jeff's character, but Dumont was accused of being a peg boy before. Jeff is playing a peg boy.
Wait.
Or he was.
Or Jeff is
Jeff
a peg boy.
Jeff is a peg boy.
Wow. There is, if that means I take on more responsibility than most people around here, then yeah, I'll agree.
Right. Not according to Urban Dictionary. That's not what it means.
That's the second sub-definition.
Oh,
that's the more acceptable definition.
You interpreted it any way you choose.
I didn't know peg boys actually involved a peg. But,
I didn't either. It was a little frightening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Splinters.
Yikes. Ouch. Okay, enough of that. What
happened? Oh, and by the way, the life path is on there. And
oh, yes. Yeah,
and even though Peg Boy is a life path in Burning Wheel.
It's actually not a life path. It is a trait under Officer's Mate.
Village born, lead to seafaring sailor navigator. And Jeff just left it at that.
Yeah, no Peg Boy. I just looked at the life path. I didn't. He's... Okay.
No, it's under Officer's Mate, and he wasn't.
Oh, okay, so there you go. So, thank you, Taylor.
Thanks,
for
Taylor.
Your interest, but...
you scared the bejesus out of Taylor, out of Jeff. Taylor.
Yeah, I didn't sleep that night. All right, so, where are we tonight, Bill?
We are at your house.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum,
so,
bum.
Captain ex-Captain Madrotter has been sailing the Red Sky Morning through the jagged maze of rocky outcrops that keep the Port of No Hope isolated from the rest of the world into the face of Admiral Flint's naval blockade. Meanwhile, everyone else has been plotting and planning what to do once you get there. The journey out of the port and through the maze of rocks takes roughly half an hour. You've had that time to plan, plot, and prepare. So then I would ask the players, what's your plan? Hash that out as players, and so we know what we got going forward. Then we'll write slash change any beliefs that we want for the night, and then we'll start throwing dice.
We came up, I think, with the plan last week.
Pick up, Todd. You need to get involved in this one.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Todd. Finn was overcome by grief.
And we may have to resolve that before we get there. Or maybe not. I don't know. I
mean, Finn was overcome by grief, the face of his dead son on his chest, and was not cognizant of anything that happened since then.
Okay.
Up until the part where they start planning the invasion of the Admiral's ship.
It still says Dad and Dried Blood on the
okay. You might want to wash that off.
Eventually.
We were going to go back and
get the arm.
Get an audience with Flint.
The tattoo. Yeah.
To get so... Well. And in the audience, he will be distracted by Talithel.
Right.
And while he's distracted, the plan is we will slip him a Mickey.
Oh, yeah, poison him, yeah.
In his drink. And then while he's passed out, copy the crap off his arms. Or are you just going to chop off his arm?
Speak up if you have an opinion.
If we have
he may not be able to speak up just yet. I don't know exactly what the effect of the grief is. He may actually come to sitting there in the cabin with Flint. So did anybody have anything to add to that?
I don't know. You don't want me on the ship.
Oh, I didn't want you in the cabin. No, you're rowing. You're rowing. That's right. That is another thing. I didn't want you there.
Are we in a rowboat or what?
Yeah, we're going to...
We're on Madrotter's ship.
Yeah, okay. I've been given command of the ship.
Madrotter's been deposed.
And right. Madrotter is now the pilot of the ship.
Okay.
We have... The last game, we found that Flint had burned... Or Madrotter had burned all the copies of the map.
While we were arguing.
So the only existing copy of the map is owned by the dwarf. So, we are on our way. I've taken command of the vessel. Asked Madrotter to be pilot of the ship until we get everything resolved. Once we get back to Emporios, Madrotter gets his ship back.
Maybe the first time someone accurately... pronounce the name?
No, there were actually several last week as well.
Was it? Okay.
I noted it to myself last week.
So anyway, and the whole thing with Cole not going into the cabin. He can row us over, be available, but we don't want him
talking.
He's a loudmouth.
Wow. I'm not playing that character anymore.
You're still a loudmouth.
Loud? I could be quiet.
Prove it.
Will Todd actually have to make a grief roll?
I'm not going to worry about it right now.
Okay.
There's nothing on my character sheet that prevents me from keeping a secret.
Keeping a secret?
Or going off half-cocked.
Has nothing to do with the character sheet.
Or going off half-cocked, or being loud. He's generally loud and blustery, but he'll be quiet too.
It's because he never gets enough ale.
Are you paying me? Pay me in dictate terms.
I am paying you. We're going to seek this treasure, right?
Not your character.
Sure I am.
Your character does. Does your character want to go and get the treasure?
Briggs told me about it last game.
What, the captain?
Told my guy.
Okay.
Who is now the captain.
Okay.
The captain of...
God, I'm going to have to stick Briggs in there.
Because he told me, I was like, what's this key we're going after?
Oh, yeah.
I think Briggs... I thought he told me.
He laid it all out.
Jump ship, basically.
Yeah, Briggs,
to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, Briggs, you know, I think to smooth the waters with the new captain has, and also that. Told me about the poison coming from Ethan, and he basically just went,
hey, what do you want to know?
I remembered that. I didn't remember him saying anything.
Yeah, he did let it slip, and it's like, oh, okay.
So we're taking some wine to the Admiral to...
To drug him senseless. Yeah. Wine?
Yeah. Is the captain wine? Okay with that?
If we poison the bottle
that we had...
You're confusing captain with Madrotter.
No.
The
he's captain.
Okay. Oh, no. He's a... yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Is the captain
we had
okay
a duel of wits that I lost. The duel of wits...
Horribly.
No.
What's a run time shot? Half my points went, all his went.
No.
Yeah.
More than half of your points went. So,
11 to 5, 10 to 0, in one round. In one...
Wow.
One action.
Volley.
Yeah, one volley.
Well, with the help of everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had Neil.
And two persona points. So, I mean, he rolled like 12 dice. So, yeah, it was...
10?
It was whatever. It was pretty it was like 14 dice.
It was like 50 dice.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. He had like beep, beep, beep.
We were in the backyard counting them out for a while.
Yeah.
I edited
But it. No, the resolution was I'm capped until we get back to Emporios, but I'll help you all get the key.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm bound by it whether or not I want to be bound by it.
Okay.
Even though I may be one of
so we address
I may want to be bound by it. Huh?
So what's your character's name again?
Remy. Captain.
Captain.
Remy is his last name or first name?
First name.
So if we poison the bottle, we have the issue of all of us have to pretend to drink from it. If we go there and we poison his cup,
we can do that too.
Then we can all drink with him.
Right.
I'll drink to that.
Done.
Todd?
Sure.
I'm on stage.
He won't be drinking.
I won't be drinking.
Is Finn going to be okay with this?
Finn's going to be okay with this. I think Finn is... Finn is distraught right now. That has nothing to do. He could probably care less about the captain. Or the admiral. Or the captain.
Well, just a reminder, you do have your oar on this ship that's sailing out.
I understand. Losing the oar is not going to give me any more grief.
I'm pushing for the oar to go.
Yeah.
Let's not stop.
No, it's the end result that he's more concerned about.
Okay, do we need to do beliefs?
Yes. Do we have a course of... What is the course of action?
We are going to go back... What is... And I am going to get us an audience with Flint. These aren't beliefs necessarily. But right. I will get us an audience with Flint.
These are the actions you plan to take.
Yes. To have Talithel sing a song in thank you and do a show for him in thanks for allowing us to leave and to solidify our friendship. And while we are there doing this, we are going to put some poison in his cup.
Mm-hmm.
And while he is passed out, we are going to...
No one drink from the chalice with the
passion. Maybe take a copy of the tattoos on his arms, or take his arms, depending. Whatever is... I just think we're taking a copy. So... And then we are going to get off the ship.
If Flint figures out we're going to poison him...
That's the plan.
We're going to have an actual Princess Bride-style duel of wits. For some reason, Flint knows that we're going to poison him. Wouldn't that be great?
But it'll be funny because he never wanted to have guards with him when we went before, and now he won't let him out of the room. But yes, that's the plan. You know, we're going to ask to come aboard, and we would like to, you know, that's the goal.
Okay. So with that in mind, now we need beliefs.
Anybody want to go first?
I got it. I will poison the admiral. When it goes bad, kill everyone.
That's not the same belief, is it? Semicolon.
No, that's two beliefs.
When it goes bad.
I thought there was an instinct here.
No, the instinct is when you're betrayed, kill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, kill everyone?
It just says kill.
Or kill everyone who's not with you? Are you actually wanting to be the last man to leave the ship?
Oh, well, I don't want to kill my cohorts.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify. And next?
And you can talk your way out of any problem. Which I might change for tonight.
Because
I don't intend to talk my way out of this.
Anybody else? I'll go. First one stays the same. Good things come to those who bide their time. Better things come to those who know when to strike. Innocent sacrifices are best. I will assist. I will help. Well, I guess that's the best way to do it. We will leave the what's the admiral ship's name? Did we ever decide?
The Ajax.
We'll get the key tonight. I mean, it's basically where that's going. And then the fourth one that you know, that you wrote. We will leave the flagship.
With the key?
With the key. Okay. And by that I mean either in whole or a good copy. Yeah.
The first one for Cole is make a name for yourself, kill someone. Number two is once the key is in her hands, I will burn the ship. And number three, make a connection with Madrada for smuggling in Emporios.
Okay. Ethan.
Jason?
Alright. One, I will use Flint's crew against him when it goes bad. Number two, I will push Cole to make a name for himself.
Do it! Do it!
Okay. And your word?
And the third one.
Okay.
Okay. I got mine. I made a change.
Okay.
I will poison the Admiral. When it goes bad, kill everyone against me. And the third one is take the key, copies are flawed.
Just yours.
I love it. You ought to hear my first one. You ready?
Take the copy, we don't need the original.
The original is unimportant.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Get the key from Flint, any way, anyhow. Copies won't do.
Yes! Great minds.
Okay. I changed an instinct.
Are you
having no, I got more.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought it was
up. Ensure the safe departure from the island with the ore and the entire group.
Captain included? I'm in the group. Right, guys?
Number three.
The anchor says what?
Use Ethan's instability for my own means.
Ethan is crazy.
Ethan is crazy. Okay. Exploit that.
I changed an instinct. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can get it.
One.
It was, used, you know, it went in front of a crowd, used them. I changed that to always be seen. So, I can't, I'm working to get some kind of love for my instincts this time.
Never wear the same outfit twice?
Yeah. Oh, and can we take Roger with us?
Roger. Oh, the cabin boy?
Yeah. Oh, cabin boy. I think he should come.
Why not?
All right, I got my third one.
Okay.
If the poison fails, knock out everyone with song. Make them drool for a little bit.
Okay. You know, that's just a temporary thing, right?
Right.
Okay.
Enough to get me off the boat with Madrada.
With who? Madrada?
He's not coming on board.
No. That's what I'm saying. What?
All I gotta do is get off the boat.
You said long enough to get off the boat with Madrada.
Madrada's on this boat? You're all gonna be on this one? All I gotta do is jump boat.
He's saying all
to get onto the boat with Madrada. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
He's
just,
saying,
and just to add a wrinkle, I know we've talked about all this stuff, but it just occurred to me, we still have Mace.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Why don't...
Yes, we can kill Mace.
No. Not yet. Here's where you can come in if you want.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we knock Mace out, stick him in a bag, and put him on the boat? That way, if things go bad, you're there, you get in the dinghy, and he can be the one you kill. We sure. use...
Well, that's a waste of energy. Why not just have him row over with him?
Row over and stay on the dinghy.
With Cole.
Then kill him.
That'd be fine. But we don't. I don't know that we want the captain to see him, though.
Like the captain's going to... Like the admiral's going to look over the edge of the boat?
He might. I don't know. Well, we could take Mace. Mace can row, and then we've got... But do we want to take Mace over there?
Does Mace know about his heritage?
Nobody asked.
Do we want to take Mace as a... Ooh!
Uh-oh.
That's always a bad sign.
That's a horrible sign.
Let's take Mace instead of Roger.
Which one was Roger?
Roger's Neil.
Neil.
Oh.
He was a cabin boy.
That's right.
So let's leave Mace on the boat. Because if we need an escape, we can say we've got him and put him on top deck to get away.
So we take Roger?
Why not?
Okay.
He wants to go anyway. He's an elf.
Okay.
Is Roger an elf?
No.
No, he wants to be an elf.
He wants to be an elf.
He's got little molded things for the top of his ears and everything.
Putty.
So we have our beliefs.
It's, what is that on your ears?
I don't know. I found it on a dwarf's pillow.
It's dwarven earwax.
I don't even want to consider that.
I don't either. Just go on with
Can
it.
Can you edit that part?
I would like to edit it from my own brain.
Dwarven earwax is not a euphemism for anything. Dwarven earwax is just that.
This is going to show up on the blog.
It's dwarven earwax.
Very That's sturdy material. Tink, tink. Sorry, Bill.
It's amazing what we latch on to.
So, Red Sky Morning has come out into the face of the Navari Navy in all its splendor. Captain?
Approach to a hailing distance. We run up the white flag and
drop anchor.
What time of day is it?
It was night before we got back to go.
It's morning. It is daylight.
Yeah, it's probably during the day, the next day.
Oh, wait.
Or like the afternoon of the following day, maybe.
We need to back up a few minutes because I still need to make the poison.
Okay, you
Great.
Make the poison.
While he's making poison?
All I have is Ob-1 poison. I don't have anything that's going to knock him out.
Okay.
Right?
Why can you only have Ob-1 poison?
That's the poison you made before.
Oh.
Yeah, but you can make a more potent poison.
All I have is Ob-1 poison.
Is there anybody that can help you?
Not that I know of.
I got herbalism, it's not poison.
But you can still aid. I think you can aid with herbalism.
So what poison are you making?
You can give him a bonus die, I think, with that.
Well, I don't know that there's one in the list, but we want something that's going to put him to sleep, not necessarily kill him, hurt him, or incapacitate him, right? I don't know. You tell me.
Well?
What do we need?
Let's see. Belief number 3 of yours, the one who is making the poison, take the key, copies are flawed.
Mm-hmm.
Kill him.
Well, I don't necessarily need to kill him, though. I just need to knock him out, and then we can slit his throat.
What's the point? You have one step.
It's quieter.
Well, a sickening poison is an Ob-2, a debilitating poison is an Ob-3, and a deadly poison is an Ob-4.
Well, let's go for a debilitating. Something that he's not going to fight when we cut his throat, or cut his arm off. If he bleeds to death, and that's his...
Sickening
let's leave him alive.
Sickening
in off.
Game turns is +1 ob.
Yep.
Debilitating in game turns is +2 ob.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And deadly in game terms is a B10 wound.
Right.
Just a cure.
So there's no kind of knock them out kind of poison listed.
Okay. And I will, before we go, look at these numbers, I will tell Madrara, we will be going under the flagship. I'm going to leave you in command of this ship while we're gone. We will be coming back.
Wouldn't that be a more appropriate job for your second for Briggs. In command?
Oh, that's right, because he's not. We could put. I'll leave. That's right. I forgot that Briggs is not going to be able to go with us. I will leave him there, and I will tell Briggs. Make sure that you're not overcome and they try to flee with the ship because it will be sunk before it leaves. If it tries to flee or Madrador tries to flee with this ship. That's what I was going to tell Madrador. It's like, okay. I'm trusting you with the ship, but we will sink this ship and you'll never get it back. But that's fine if Briggs is going to be there. It's a non-issue.
While they're trying to build a poison,
mm-hmm.
I would like to...
Get hammered.
No, I don't want to get hammered. I would like to look around for something that I'm... Either something that I could take with me to help me start a fire, or look for ways on the ship that the ship could be burned, and it, hopefully that the same ideas could be applied to the Admiral ship. I don't really want to burn down the Red Scum one.
Okay.
I want to burn down the Admiral ship.
It's at night.
To the keel line.
It's night, right? Take a lantern
it's
and...
It's day.
It's day. It's day. Yeah.
Is there any rum in the...
of course.
Okay. I will... While they're preparing, I will go and ask Cole to step if I can talk to him for a moment. And I say, Sailor Cole, I believe... you are a hearty man, and I appreciate your understanding about... what we're doing here this afternoon. I know that we got off to the wrong foot, and to show that there are no hard feelings, here's this bottle of highly alcoholic and flammable rum.
Well, that's mighty neighborly of you.
So there's some beliefs you can fight against each other.
Well, I've got plenty of alcohol. I've got casks.
Yeah, but you know, this is not the stuff you want to burn. You've got really good stuff. This is stuff you could burn if you wanted to. Or you could drink it.
Certainly drink it. You could certainly drink some of it.
Drink some, burn some.
Drink some.
Just to show
some.
There's
drink
no,
some more.
Just to show there's no hard feelings.
Just don't get it in the wrong order.
Certainly, certainly neighborly of you.
Hence the term getting lit.
Yes. Combined with the term.
So, what poison do you wish to have?
Well, I mean, I think I just want something that's going to put him to sleep.
You just want to put him to sleep. Okay. I'm going to call that an obstacle 3.
Okay. Well, I have 2 dice in poison.
You'd have your...
I have cooking. Can I fork that in? I know how to boil.
Can you take your
braise.
Time? Can you take your time to get the advantage back?
Oh, do we have time?
You had half an hour.
Okay. So can I do it carefully? Is that it?
Are you going to have
looking in the
the bard help you?
Well, everybody knows the plan.
I don't think he
if
can.
Wants
think,
to help.
I think Jason just looked it up and he said, "Would
mine will only help cure poisons.
Herbalism?
No, song soothing is what it's called, and it says it's only to help cure poisons.
Okay, you don't have herbalism.
No, it acts as herbalism. Just
okay,
to
cure. Yeah, yeah, that's a different animal. That's why the mortal skills are still useful.
Are you sure your poison's going to be effective?
Definitely, absolutely. Try this one.
That's not my point. My point is that don't you think that the most effective way is to get behind him? How many guards are in there?
Last time there wasn't any. It was me. Just him. Oh, and that guy we killed.
Did we kill somebody?
Let's just kill him too.
He wouldn't remember that.
Oh, oh that guy. That yeah. guy.
Yes, definitely.
Well, let's go.
Patiently, quickly. Carefully, patiently, quickly. Carefully. Working carefully, and this is page 29. Working carefully increases time for the test by half, but grants a plus 1d advantage. If a player wishes a character to work carefully, he must state this before the dice are rolled. If the player fails a test in which he's working carefully, the result indicates he has run out of time The bomb goes off. The guards burst in. The old man dies, etc. By working carefully, the player is allowing the GM to introduce a serious complication upon failure. Patiently. Working patiently allows the player to allocate extra successes to the quality of the finished product. Adding a flourish. It does not give... It's just largely a narrative device. Mm. And then quickly, and for every additional success, you decrease your time by 10%, I think. Or by 30%. Yeah, 10%. Three successes is 30%.
Okay.
And you can mix all three if you want. So you could work patiently, carefully, and quickly.
Right.
So, there you go. So what we're talking about is carefully.
Carefully. Do I have enough time to work carefully?
You can work good, cheap, or fast. You can only pick two. Do two.
Mm-hmm.
So. Not according to the hymnal.
No, it's wrong.
Blasphemer.
Might be.
Depends on how good or cheap or fast you are.
Yeah, if it's not
Todd's
good,
all
it's
three.
Not good.
Oh.
I've been cheap for years.
Todd is good, cheap, and fast.
That's right. It was the best 30 seconds of your life.
Oh, both times.
So what is it you want them to do?
Can I work carefully so it takes twice as long or half again?
I think it's half again.
Half again as long?
I said 50%.
How long does it take to brew poison?
Well, anywhere from...
...20 minutes to 20 hours.
Yeah, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, what is the poison you are trying to make? Is put him to sleep?
Right.
Still?
Put him to sleep.
Okay. Yeah. You can take some extra time with it.
Okay. So I work carefully. And can I fork in cooking or no?
Tell me how.
Well, cooking is like
what?
How to boil stuff.
In in-game details of the poison you're making, how is cooking working?
Well, I figured making the poison, I have the ingredients, and I have to boil them and condense it
down. You need a specific portion of a fish that, if you don't prepare correctly, would be toxic.
Well, that'd be a good thing.
Well, we just want to knock him out.
Oh, it kills him instead. Well,
it kills you.
Kills me.
Or it knocks you out.
Knocks you out. Yeah, that's happened before.
Yeah.
Well, it knocks him out. It knocks him out to the point where he can't go with us.
No, we're not talking about failure yet.
Oh.
He's trying to fork in cooking.
Cooking. Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about the failure.
No. I'm asking him to make a case for forking and cooking.
Yeah, so I figure, you know...
You're using spoons.
No, you have to take the ingredients and you mix them together, and then you have to boil it to...
Okay, so this poison preparation requires a heated process involved. Yeah, you can fork in cooking.
Cool.
I have a failure.
Oh, I have several.
Failure is
not... Can I offer one? He's using...
Let's wait until he got all those dice together.
Okay, and I'll burn her persona.
He's by himself on top deck.
Okay.
And I'll burn her persona.
Cold.
Okay, so yes. How many dice you have?
Hang on.
Five dice.
We got five dice. You're rolling against an ob 3.
Right.
If you succeed, you're making a poison that can be slipped into a glass, which will then contain wine to put... Admiral Flint to sleep.
Great.
Okay. Jeff wants to contribute a failure.
Since he's using cooking, he's using the utensils. He leaves residue on the utensils that has an effect on the entire crew.
That's pretty good.
Mm.
Like when
Who
we
wants
go
brownies?
When we go to escape. Half the crew's knocked out, somebody's sick, something bad has happened to the crew to make it difficult for us to get away.
I forgot to wash up.
Yeah, they're all hanging their behinds over the rail because they have dysentery now or something.
That's not all bad. Here was my failure, though.
But
dueling failures, yes. If he fails, the poison has a subtle after effect on Admiral Flint's physiology. He breaks out on a rash along his wrists and arms, which obscures the key aspects until it fades naturally in about 2 weeks, assuming he's still alive.
Assuming it's still attached.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. I like your failure. I like my failure just because it ties into it. But I don't, either I'm okay with either one.
I got no dog in hunt.
Oh, come on, chip in. You have a thought?
No, I like them both. Actually, his is more vicious. Yours is more color. His is more game. I think it will lead toward game.
What is it when you get hooked on something?
Addiction.
I think Doug should get an addiction. She screws up and goes,
"Oh, this is good.
This is good."
Look at all the colors.
He
man.
Becomes addicted to rash. Rash pus. And the only place he can get it is off Admiral Flint's arms. That's the antidote. Ooh.
Are you licking the key again?
Yeah, that's pretty. No, that's just disgusting.
It's just disgusting.
The key's mine.
Yeah, I can see you back there going, "Sorry, guys, you can't have it.
It's mine. My poison. Mine.
It's good stuff." No problem.
Do you have a poison wise?
Hey, Todd.
Sir.
Chip in here. See if you have an idea or a preference. He's forking cooking wise in to cook up his poison.
Mm-hmm.
We have two failures. One is that
it obscures the
tattoo with rash. The other one is the
dysentery to everybody else.
Or the crew gets mm-hmm. sick, passes out, something.
Right.
So that hindered the escape. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other suggestions or
as far as what the
failure would be?
Yeah. The failure would make him hyper and would also make him paranoid. He would make everybody else call in. It'd be like smoking six joints or something, and he would call in 25 guards, and he would...
The walls would start crawling.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Flint would.
Flint
it would. Wouldn't. Oh, it would be the exact opposite.
Exact opposite. It makes him hyperactive and jittery and paranoid, and imagine Howard Hughes as an admiral.
If he fails, he's addicted.
So you're like, alive just for so that. Milk jugs down the wall full of his pee, is it?
Yeah.
Why don't we let Doug decide? Doug, do you have a failure in life?
Well, I think fundamentally your failure is an immediate problem, and Bill's failure would be more of a plot later on down the road. We'd have to come back, find the admiral again. Rinse, lather, and repeat to get the arm.
No, we would, no he's suggesting we
kidnap.
We would take have to
oh,
take the admiral
with
us.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think your problem would be more ongoing and more interesting in the story. I think. I mean, your problem is more we're screwed right now. Your problem is more we're screwed for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Admiral's in the brig.
Nice.
All right.
I'm going to make this, though.
Three? OB three?
Three. I'm rolling five on the three.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
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 Oh, yeah.
I see three.
He's got four.
Four
and two sixes.
I'm glad we spent all that time talking.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Extra success is going to get us anything?
Get it done faster.
10% faster?
That's five and two sixes, isn't it?
It's a two.
I'll bring the fate. I have 12.
Four, five, six, and two.
Oh, okay. It looks...
Nope.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay, so four and three.
All right, the poison, the sleeping draught is prepared.
Now, Cole, you know, I think it's a shame that the best warder has to stay behind and kind of be in the back shadows. You did kill Thor's bane, and you're going to stay behind? What is up with that? You slap me silly every time I smart it off. What are you whipping out
And you've taken
for?
Your lumps. And I'm appreciative of that.
You should be up in the front. Everybody should see you and understand that you are a threat to be met.
Well, everyone knows I'm a threat. That's why I'm sitting in the boat.
How are they going to see you in the boat?
Because if I'm up on deck, the Admiral knows he's going to be in there. Besides, I got plans. 20 years. I got plans.
What are your plans? Maybe I can help you.
I'm going to burn that ship to the keel.
I'll look for Schmied.
How's that going to help me?
He's been on a boat.
Real failure's going to be.
I killed him.
I've been on a boat.
He passed.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he made it. Flying colors.
4 and 5, 2 6s.
Cool. So, did you want to? Is he going to circle? Are you going to circle up Schmied? Is that what you're?
Well, Schmied's on the boat, right? Do you want help?
Well, he may be passed out or something.
That's the last time we left him. He was passed out, wasn't he?
Yes.
No.
He was actually running errands for the
captain. He was passed out when he found him, but he woke up not there far after that.
Okay.
To be an obstacle of sorts. And then
sure, where are we going with this?
And said he was in search of you because you had some.
Oh, I didn't let him into my cabin.
And where are you now?
I'm in my cabin.
Not drinking the rum.
I had to drink a little bit of it.
You got to try it. You got to see how flammable it is. Check the proof.
So you wish to have Schmied?
No.
Okay. So, the ship lays anchor and...
Hold on. If you're going to say something, speak up.
I think you need to be on top deck. Being in a little boat, a lot can go wrong in that amount of time.
Don't worry, I'll be on that top deck eventually. Don't worry about that.
You guys done?
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on. I would like to see... I don't know what I need to do for this. I would like one of those casks that I got to be flammable. Or however it needs to be flammable.
It's filled with brandy.
Flammable enough?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Take a cask with me.
Hold on. Real quick reminder, don't we have a dwarven keg?
No.
Nope.
We left it
in the other boat. We left it in our other boat.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is the possession of Captain Hargley.
Yep. I was trying to remember who that was. And I was thinking about that the other day.
The Shadow Chips.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
if everyone is ready, I will hail the ship and ask for permission to come aboard.
Granted.
Okay.
Easily, granted.
Prepare the dinghy. Let's go.
There's a nice barrel underneath where I'm rowing.
Mm-hmm. So how many people are...
6.
By name?
The 6 people going are myself, the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Finn, the elf, Ethan... assassin, Cole the
entrepreneur,
Cole the strong arm there, and Talithel the talent, and Roger, the cabin boy is coming with us.
Okay, and who's rowing?
The cabin, Cole and the cabin boy.
Okay, we go faster if there's a couple more bodies.
I'll row.
More bodies or more rowers?
Rowers, yeah.
I would love to learn how to row.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Get all the practice you want.
Yeah. Knock yourself out.
No, don't do that.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
What?
No.
Okay. So do we have any trouble getting over the ship?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So you're saying it takes 4 people to reasonably row the boat?
To quickly row the boat.
Quickly.
Okay. Straighten your jacket and tie. And I come aboard and I ask to speak with the admiral.
You ask to speak to who?
The admiral.
Make sure you bring the drink.
Well, we also have a bottle of wine.
Well, he's got the keys to Madrawder's liquor cabinet. I've got my cask right here.
That's what I'm saying. Make sure you bring the cask.
Right here.
Now, Cole is staying in the boat.
For the moment.
Is that correct?
As far as we know.
And the five others are...
Yes.
Do you want to leave Roger on the boat with them?
No.
Okay.
I will ask to speak with the Admiral. Ask for an audience.
Right. Dumas is on deck. Oh, of course, he'll be right up. Not too long after that, the Admiral comes up. Oh, Captain.
My most excellent Admiral. The greatest commander of the strongest fleet sailing the waves.
Indeed. How do you take to your new command?
Very surprisingly well. What a delightful crew I have at my disposal now, and I appreciate him. Madrader was very accommodating.
I don't see him among the guests.
He is still on ship. I've made him pilot to protect our investment. He is attached to his own vessel, as it still. But the reason why I'm here, I hope we're not intruding.
Not at all.
In an appreciation to say thank you, and these gentlemen who are with me also appreciate the boon which you have bestowed upon them. We would like to offer you some wine from Madrader's finest stock, and...
Flint gets a cruel smile on his face at that. Of you know, the thought of taking Madrader's wine.
Yes.
That's nice.
As well as, and while we're drinking, Master Talifel has offered to...
Did you say Talifel?
Yes. The...
Oh, my.
The Talifel, the bard, second only to Maria, is...
No.
has agreed to perform for you.
Oh.
And to mark this auspicious occasion.
Dumas, bring chairs.
Oh. With all due respect, I mean, are we in his cabin? Or?
No, you're on deck.
Oh, we
the mayor.
We like would. Would you? Do we want to do this on deck? We would. I think Master Talitha would be more comfortable doing a private show, and then perhaps maybe something later for the crew.
But a voice as glorious as Talitha should not be.
I agree with
held within such a confined space. It needs to breathe the air, glorious sea air in his voice.
The harmonics of your cabin would work a lot better, Captain. Or, excuse me, Admiral. The sound, the acoustics, thank you. The acoustics would work much, much better in your cabin.
And this from another elf who knows the elven, the temperament of the elven voice.
I sing as well, but I don't sing as well as Talifel.
Not many do.
Thank you, Captain.
Admiral.
But the air is such lovely. The smell of victory on the salt breeze. I will listen here. Make it so, Dumas.
I'd like to convince
him. Fantastic, because I just love hearing this music and I want to sing along
Do we want to try to persuade him otherwise?
Yes,
we want to persuade him to be in the cabin.
But you know, a table on the back.
I would like to persuade him. If you want to argue his side, you can argue his side. You can jump in on his side if you want. No, I believe it is a fine wine. It's best to be enjoyed in one's study by the comfort of a nice warm, and forgive the analogy on a ship, but a nice warm fire.
Well, in that case, I will enjoy the wine later after you all have left.
You would not.
Deny.
Would you would not deny me seeing the satisfaction of you drinking this wine that we've obtained from a daughter.
You have a valid. You have a valid point, but still. Wine
roll
later.
Dice.
Music
roll
now.
Roll dice.
How well would it be to have both, Admiral? To have both, Admiral. Drink wine while he's singing.
That is what I wish. But for some reason,
I would like to try to convince him to retire to his cabin for a private show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the most exquisite striptease.
I don't think this has any need for a duel of wits.
No,
versus.
Yeah.
Your persuasion versus his persuasion.
And give him a helping die. Can I?
Anyone can give. Anyone.
Add one since I don't have any dice.
Oh.
Thank you.
I'm going to burn a persona also.
Once you're going against his will.
No, he's trying to persuade
you. I don't think he's not.
He wants,
not he's,
he wants
he's
to have
not
it
there.
Here.
I think
well, I understand
it's on deck.
It's,
right.
He's right. Rolling against what? That's what I'm saying.
Just the Admiral's persuasion.
Persuasion. Oh, okay.
Persuasion versus persuasion.
Okay. Which is, what's this?
Currently a 5.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking over the rest of it.
Do you want me to have, do you think, I mean, have I spoken enough, or do you need more persuasion?
For what?
To persuade him.
No.
Okay.
Well, if you're trying to fork something in, I need to know what it is.
I can help.
So is Talithel helping the Admiral?
No, I'm going to help Jeff.
Really? Mm-hmm. So what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
Either way, it's going to be I'm going to win. Everybody's going to pay for it.
So how are you, what have you contributed to help Jeff?
I want to put in persuasion.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
That it's better if the captain would like a later show, you can tell the other captain what progress and stuff, find out what news and how Madrador took it, and y'all can celebrate over the wine while I entertain the crew, and then after that I will come as a nightcap for him.
I'm not sure.
I didn't follow
a bit. He's going to do a show.
So for the crew, while the captains discuss what's going on.
Okay,
that
seems to be a different point than what Jeff is asking for. Jeff wants the performance and the wine to happen under below decks now.
Yeah,
I want you singing to distract him, so that we have a better chance of
poisoning his cup. In which case, your singing performance would be a link die to even sleight of hand to poison the cup without being caught.
Otherwise, we're just cutting him down while you're out here singing. So, anyway.
So that's why. Which side do you wish to help?
Always oblige a fan, Jason. Take the fate point and don't roll.
You realize it.
He wants me to sing out here. He's a fan. I'll sing out here and roll against us. Take the fate point. Go for the Artha, man.
That is true. Argue. He's a fan. And plus, there's more eyes out here than there will be out here.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me, baby.
All eyes on me.
And you've already stated that, so give me your die.
Okay, did you?
No, not yet. Admiral, the salty air, the smell of the fish, it will totally ruin the bouquet of the wine. You should move indoors and drink it.
7 versus a 6, that's a difficult, right?
No, there's nothing yet.
It's successes.
Yeah. It's my successes.
And you only get 1.
Right, but if it's a difficult for me.
What is your...
My frustration's a 3.
3, so... 3 difficult. Or more successes on my part will make it difficult or higher.
Okay,
so, yeah, you're good, Junior. He already helped.
Okay.
You're way down there.
But can I hear them talking about this on deck?
Are you going to help him?
No, I'm going to help you, and I've got a way to do it. I think I've got a way to do it.
I can't take it anymore. Let him sing inside.
Sure, you can hear it vaguely over the winds are just blowing the right direction.
I would yell loudly up.
How close is the dinghy, just so we know? I mean, is he like is he abutted up next to the ship?
It's right next to the ship.
Okay.
It's
15 feet up.
About 15, yeah.
Okay.
And then the distance that you're away from the
railing. I just want to get an idea where the dinghy was when we try to get the heck out of here.
And the boat's down there, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
I would like to help Jeff, And here's the reasoning. Intimidation, but it's not your ordinary intimidation. It's not, do this or I'm going to beat you up.
I'm persuading you. Do it or I'm talking.
I don't know if it'll work or not. That's the only thing I could come up with. It's either this or foreign languages.
Let's hear foreign languages.
Yeah.
You know, what's the arguments and stuff are not really Cole's strengths. You need to just own it. You need to just admit that to yourself.
I know that. I'm trying to help.
I've been working on my Elvis translations. I would love a chance to sing Human Harmony in conjunction with Talithel. Keep it on the deck.
That's foreign language.
I went to that's a threat.
I peer over the side of the ship and I'm
yeah, that's intimidation.
Yay!
Oh my goodness.
And that is not. Well done, Roy.
Somebody's getting humor.
Please, I've been working so hard.
You are his subordinate, and he is stating things in a manner to be respectful, yet
it's decisive. An order. It's an order without saying it being an order, yeah.
So I'm
giving him a plus one.
I'm giving him a fork on command.
Okay. Very well.
Or etiquette.
Seven dice versus...
Seven dice?
How many roll?
One, two, three, nine. One, two, three, seven, four, five, six, nine. Seven, eight, nine.
No, it's not
until
they get
successes
as a
hero
at the
first one. Oh, crap. That didn't help.
Two, three, four.
Two, no sixes. I got nobody helped, just so everybody knows.
Colin?
Hold on, did I help?
No.
Okay. Wait a minute. That's a good question. Good question.
Burn that beat.
Charismatic persuasion. Colin.
Sweet.
I hope we don't need it later.
you're facing a four with 1 6.
Okay. The and it is charismatic, which is either oratory or persuasion.
And you chose persuasion.
And I chose persuasion. Yeah. It's there. Good call, Roy. Again. Come on, baby.
Five.
All right.
He's got to roll the six.
Spend the fate over
and
here.
And no sixes here. Still no sixes. And still no help.
I know. But you're rolling. Can't blame us.
I just did.
Can blame my dice. Pink one.
You just going to accept it? We'll go downstairs. He's still going to get what he wants. He's still going to listen. He's still going to drink wine.
Yeah. The best I can hope for is a tie, and I hate... judging ties, so yeah, I'm not gonna burn.
Well, he could get two sixes, but something we don't track because I don't know what's ever gonna happen is Aristia. Is that how you pronounce it?
I've been tracking it.
Which one? But you need deeds. Good luck.
We got one deed.
You need to burn three before you can move on one ability.
I'm really unclear on Aristia because most people I see talk about it as if you collect it as you spend it, but then sometimes I see people talk you spend it all at once to trigger it, and I'm just really not clear on that.
Yeah, I thought it was you just keep track of what you spend as you track them, and when you hit those three marks in fate.
That's why it has all the circles, so you keep track of it.
Yeah. Well, that also is not...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right here.
No, I'm saying that. Is that...
Yeah, this is the official 2011 Luke Crane sheet downloaded from the site.
Poopy row.
Anyway, I don't mean to stop the game here. I just...
No problem, but this is a...
I mean, there's the other way to get it.
Well, but see, the epiphany is you collect them and spend them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
how can you do that if you can only spend so many at a time? If you're maxed out at three.
No, like I'm misspeaking. Epiphany is a collected spent on one skill. So I guess it would make sense that Aristeo is be the same thing. But you definitely keep track of them for Epiphany.
Right, 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 right.
No matter what if Aristeo does, you need to keep track of them for Epiphany.
Yeah, Epiphany is a shift in shade temporarily.
Temporary shift.
Aristeo is permanent. Yeah.
How long is temporary?
Epiphany,
like one
temporary is one test.
Yeah.
Oh. No, Aristeo is one.
That's Aristeo is temporary.
Epiphany is permanent.
Epiphany is permanent.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. Okay. Okay. So.
Yeah, but that hasn't come up in my experience.
I'm nowhere near.
Hasn't needed to come up.
I didn't, you know, with three deeds, I mean, that's the way we get them.
Well,
I mean, they get awarded. I'm not saying, hey, Bill, quit being so stingy with the deeds. I'm just saying, I don't see how you can get three deeds unless you play the same, you know, play forever. You know,
well, yeah, just a couple years.
Time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it also depends on what you do in the story.
And it's meant to be something hard to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, he agrees.
He agrees to go below decks.
Nice.
Because awesome. You're so right. The bouquet of the wine would dissipate so strongly in the salt air, even though it's going to be a detriment to Talithel's voice, it's still Talithel.
Exactly.
So, yes, he'll take you down below decks to the mess.
Awesome. We, Roy's had to leave the table for a second, so, but he's actually on the dinghy, so I guess.
Yeah, well, now he can't hear you now.
Captain, okay. If I may, I will happily serve the wine. Admiral, if I may, I will happily serve the wine. Well,
yes, yes.
Talhel is performing.
We all take our seats. I'll sit next to the captain,
mm-hmm.
to his right.
Sure.
If he would permit.
And Dumas will take the left.
Quite young.
Who all is in there?
Good question.
Five of us.
The four of you.
Four of us.
And Roger.
And Roger.
The captain and Dumas.
Okay.
How many doses of poison are in the... Did I make... Did I just make one dose, or is it like a bottle of...
How many
doses?
You didn't say.
I did not say.
So you have the one dose.
Okay.
We did get the extra success. In time, do you want to make a difference? And. So we only have the one dose. Get Dumas. We hate that guy.
Yeah.
You can finally finish what you started on the dock.
Why'd you have to stop me?
Because he wasn't the.
Dumas graciously asks Finn to sit next to him.
Sure. Not a problem.
Oh, why should I feel threatened by that?
Nice.
Oh, cool. I can't hear the elf.
Sorry, just a little color.
Very little.
Off.
I begin singing. Can I fork in reputation?
No. Okay. Doesn't work that way.
Well,
circles.
Is that for just circles? Okay. I'll begin singing and conspicuous. I'll fork in.
Okay. So, to be clear, your singing is aimed at distracting the Admiral and Dumas from what Ethan is doing.
Correct.
All right. Your obstacle is 5. The Admiral's will.
That is my
bang.
Bang ring.
That is a.
If you can do it,
big bada boom.
You're great. Is your singing great? Yeah.
And what is your singing at anyway? 3?
And he's got 4 dice right now.
I didn't even expect this.
That's 4 dice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
On a 5.
You got any kind of sea shanty song you can throw in there to get his attention? Or?
Is he willing to take help, and can anyone think of a way to help him?
I'm not there.
You're
I
right.
can harmonize. Sing with you.
No, because if you screw it up.
I'm giving him a die. That's all I'm doing. I'm
oh,
not,
as an elf, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, well,
with songs, or are you doing the singing?
Didn't you?
I have singing. I mean, I can sing with you.
Oh, it was the dwarf that screwed it up last time.
Yeah. I mean, I have singing as the
skill.
Well,
that was me.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, wait.
I can help you warm up, or I can help you in any way that singing would assist you.
You could hum the tune.
Right.
Counterpunctual. Mm-hmm. How many things can you actually fork in? Just one?
No.
In Burning Wheel, you can fork in as many as are appropriate.
Don't let the dog eat the die.
Unlike Burning Empire.
You also do wises if they're appropriate to the situation.
Okay. Well, conspicuous, and I'll even throw in acting. Do a little juggling.
Sing. Help you warm up.
Juggling. You're emoting. You're doing all the expansive. Almost like opera.
Acting, you say? Okay.
Drawing out the dramatics of the song. And
Jazzy hands.
Physically.
Interpretive dance. Yes!
Although that would be a dance. Dancing.
Yeah.
Do you have dancing?
Do I have dancing?
No. Aww.
But that begs the question, is interpretive dance dancing? Okay. Moving on.
They have to rat hole. We don't know.
Is synchronized swimming swimming?
Or synchronized.
Well, it is synchronized.
To what? We have no idea.
So I got six dice.
I'm spending on you. Pardon?
Nah.
Six dice, five will. Okay, now if you fail.
He sees it.
The Admiral.
Hold on, is it a link test or is it going to be?
It's a link test. If you fail, the Admiral will be glancing around trying to catch the right acoustics because being inside just hampers your voice. And he's as he's turning his head this way and that, it's so hard. It's very hard for Ethan to. Do what Ethan wants because the Admiral's looking around.
Or no,
I got one.
Ethan gets it in the wrong glass.
No. That's Ethan's failure. That would.
I'm
explaining what his failure
is. With the link test. Right. With the link. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I'm good.
This is going to make Ethan's life. This would make Ethan's test this difficult. I'm coloring why Ethan's test is going to be more difficult.
I'm down. I'm so down. Okay.
Gonna say my high. I hit a high pitched note, break all the glass.
Start over.
Andy,
go ahead. You're good.
Oof.
Three.
Do you have any call ons for singing?
Nope.
No. You're supposed to be this great thing, this mighty warrior.
I guess he'll be unemployed in Greenland then.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Pirate now.
The pirate's life for thee.
Me.
Right, so it's wow. Six versus five.
I just remember Talitha will be better than that.
Oh. The pirates are just singing people, man.
It's a what?
Six versus five, is that correct? For the test?
Right, that would make it difficult.
Haven't you seen The Pirates of Penzance? The pirate movie?
Okay. So now you're trying to slip the poison in the Admiral's cup.
Yes.
Right?
So, sleight of hand?
Yeah.
All right, I've got two in sleight of hand. And can I fork in inconspicuous?
Mm-hmm. Yo, most definitely.
All right. Can I be stealthy?
Different kind.
No.
Inconspicuous is more
than wise.
I got inconspicuous.
Yeah, but you just forked that in. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
What is stealthy?
Sneaky.
Moving. Sneaky.
Oh, it's the
hiding
opposite
in shadows.
Of observation?
I can't, yeah.
Well, no. Observation works against sleight of hand.
Mm.
Observation works against inconspicuous and stealthy. Stealthy is just a style of... You can be inconspicuous and stealthy, but stealthy is a certain style, which is not pouring drinks. You can't be stealthy while you're pouring drinks.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
I mean, you can, but it's kind of obvious. It's not inconspicuous.
Right.
I would like to help. As I see him making the move to pour the drink, I want to lean over to the Admiral and say, "Are you having a good time?" I want to make sure you're having a good time.
How is it that you're helping?
False.
Distraction. Falsehood.
Tell me again how it is.
How about conspicuous? I guess I'm better. As he starts, I will knock something off the table. Oh, forgive me, and pick it back. I am so sorry.
I think the first one qualifies
as conspicuous. I'll use that. Okay, then I will try to get his attention by being conspicuous.
Because what you...
I'm trying to...
You're not so much trying to lie to him as you are trying to draw his attention away, which is most definitely conspicuous.
Can I lie to him, too? No.
I'm going to fork in etiquette, because etiquette dictates that anytime an elf sings, you're not supposed to have any kind of food or anything to be seen. So he has to turn his body away and block any sight of the wine from the party so it doesn't distract from him.
That sounds like conspicuous, too.
That sounds more...
Elf-wise.
It does sound more like elf-wise, but how are you going to make the Admiral do that?
No, I'm just saying... As a form of etiquette, etiquette dictates that this is what you do.
He just wants to put his body between the Admiral and
that's
Ethan.
That's what I'm saying is that, you know, Ethan moves his body to where he doesn't see what's going on.
Finn, you mean?
Finn. No. Ethan's the one pouring the drinks.
Right.
And what I'm saying is that, Ethan, you need to turn your body to where the drinks aren't to be seen by the...
Oh, I thought you were actually taking physical action to...
No.
So Finn is saying, now, Ethan, when in the presence of an elven singer, you must behave thusly. Okay. That has to be a link test.
Okay.
That is beautiful, descriptive, and mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much more. It seems much more substantial.
Okay, what do you want to link it with?
It's your own.
Your success or failure is a penalty or a bonus.
Okay,
you
want me to roll an etiquette or?
Yeah.
Okay. Versus.
I think. Let me take a look at it because it sounds more involved.
10 dice against Doug.
Stop helping me.
You're like my mother. Don't help.
I'm one.
Okay.
A simple elven etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
It, I don't have any problem with the concept of it, but, you know. There you go.
Three successes.
Sweet.
So now you are plus one die.
Okay. You want to burn the fate?
Okay. What's my up?
Slipping and making.
It's a versus test against his observation. Which is not all that great.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't burn a persona.
Three?
You sure about that?
It's a three?
What
did he say, a three?
It's a burst.
It's a burst.
Two dice.
Oh, I'm rolling two dice.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Positive?
Yeah.
I didn't spend our fate point last time.
Oh, I already won.
Okay, he's got two sixes over there. No kidding.
Three successes.
I total a six.
One success.
So that's an odd one?
Yeah, effectively. I have no successes.
Conspicuous.
Routine tests all around. Ben, your test was from...
Right, from the other one.
From the other one. Right.
So you added one for me, too, right?
No. Oh, I had zero successes, so it's odd one, effectively. Because you made it more difficult for him.
Thanks, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'll bring over the tray of glasses. And I will serve the Admiral first from the glass in front of him. I'll turn the tray for the glasses in front of him. For the first one he'll reach for.
Which he clearly can't take the glass in front of him.
Oh, he takes it. Lovely bouquet.
And then I'll serve Dumas. And then I'll serve our captain. And then I'll serve Finn.
And
Roger helping, I will take my glass. is he still singing?
I wouldn't
want to interrupt, but maybe the Admiral wants to make a toast. Or we'll make a toast.
No, it's sipping wine and listening to good music. He lets it breathe, swirls around, puts it up to his mouth.
The wine?
Yes.
Okay.
Breathes it in, swirls it around, puts it up to his lips, breathes it in,
and then says, "I do not drink wine."
It's honey. It's mead.
And you are all on edge of your seats as he does this.
Well, I'm waiting for the captain or the admiral. I don't think it's appropriate to drink before the admiral does.
And Dumas is doing the exact same thing, very impatiently. It's like
everyone's like,
This is good wine. Come on, you can tell in his looks. Not that he verbalizes anything, but Dumas is a sophisticated gentleman, and it's like lovely
for
buffet.
About another 5 minutes,
but I want to drink it. And eventually, the admiral, takes a sip. Oh, lovely. Lovely, lovely.
And we are.
To the admiral.
To the admiral. Okay, so...
So he does nurse it and takes some time, but eventually enough of the potion gets into him that he
nods off,
sits his drink down, leans back in his chair, closes his eyes,
and wakes back up going
and begins to snore.
And
Dumas is all, "Captain, Admiral, why won't he wake up?"
Running through.
No.
Running through.
The Admiral won't wake up.
Running through Dumas.
Just as he's doing that, I will use my trait vocal and start singing a little louder.
To drown out his cries?
Yep.
I grab my sword and I run Dumas through.
Oh! Yes! Oh.
This is for my son. Fuck! Dumas wasn't even in the room.
Not yet. I look at Ethan.
Can I help?
Hold that.
Okay.
I would like to wave Roger over when the captain starts to fall asleep.
Go on.
And when Roger comes over, I'd say, "Roger, give me your knife."
He does.
Okay. I'm going to wait until after we sit and we dispose of Dumas.
Okay. So you wish to run Dumas through?
Absolutely.
Can I help?
Ob one. Yeah, you excel at running people through.
I have talent in it, actually.
I
have run through wise.
I'm opening up shish kebab wise.
Pigs die quieter than Dumas does.
How loud can you sing?
I think it's sticking through the lung.
Yeah.
You could just let
it slip. Maybe a brief moment, but he squeals.
Oh, so it kills
you.
But
you're just letting me do it?
I'm saying yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile.
Yes.
Hit a note. While they're down there, while they're in the cabin, the singing's going on, the poisoning's going on, the skewering's going on. I take the brandy from the cask and stuff it in the wineskin that I have in my pack and squirt it all over the side of the boat.
The problem is he's drawing the brandy out with his mouth
and spitting
it back in.
One for me,
spitting
and two for you,
75%
one, two, three for you.
Wait a second. I need to ask a question. What's in here to light the room?
That would be arson.
What do you want to be in here?
Don't we
want to
get the key first?
Hear me out, okay? I just want to know.
We got two.
An oil lamp.
Oh, easy.
Attached to the wall in one of the little things. It'll be very difficult for you to remove from the wall.
Okay.
But yeah, there's an oil lamp in here. Sure.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Sorry. Go ahead.
As he is he's singing,
skewers.
I stand up. I take Roger's knife. I stand up. I stand behind Flint, and I take Roger's knife and I slit his throat.
Oh!
And I say, "This is for he who shall not be named." And then I want to take an action to pummel Roger to the ground. I drop the knife, and then I grab Roger, and I'm going to knock him unconscious.
Okay.
Why are you going to? Why you want to kill Roger?
No, he's knocking him out to take the bite.
I'm not knocking him out.
Take him, Drew.
He's going to take the fall.
Okay.
Not yet. He's not.
He will.
Not yet. He's not. After he does that. Is there a porthole or anything where he can hear us? I mean, if I wanted to open something, or do I need to go up on top of the deck?
No, there's a porthole, yeah.
Okay.
Observation check.
Sure. For me.
We're on the other side of the
ship. You know, he's coating the side of the ship with flammable brandy.
Okay.
You don't find the porthole.
With both hands.
No, because you put out the light trying to catch the room on fire.
So,
that'd be awesome.
You get to the portal. You walk over to the portal and you open it up. And yeah, it is on the correct side of the boat.
Okay. All right. Can I go on?
Yeah.
Ethan. Cole. We need some more drinking here. Can you bring the brandy up, please?
Sure.
I'll start working on the arm. I'll take it off of the shoulder so I don't mess up the tattoo.
Absolutely. Would you like my knife or do you have one?
I'll take your knife. Oh, I have this awesome knife you made.
And you have the awesome knife and sword too, so yes.
So what blade do you draw?
Cinzio's.
Oh. He draws an elven-crafted blade.
I've changed that belief for right now.
I'm just saying, he draws an elven-crafted blade. Because up to this point, you hadn't seen one.
Oh, I know.
On them.
I know. Okay. Okay. Well, I can make that belief next time. I can bring it back.
Take it off right at the shoulder.
Sure.
Wow, that's a shock. What a sharp blade.
It was well made.
It is well made.
Yes.
It's a fantastic blade.
Yes. This is the man who crafted it.
You are an artist, sir.
I know.
Chantilly.
I'll clean the blade off.
I've used about half of that brandy.
Sure.
Coating the side of the chip.
So now, are you going to take it into them?
Yeah. I'll hoist over the top of my shoulder and climb up the side as best I can.
Sorry, where are you going?
They just poked their head out and said they need more booze in the captain's quarters.
Washes.
Tell me about it. And all we get to drink is the grog. They get the fancy crap.
Yeah. At least ours tastes good.
That's true. None of that fancy pants at all was garbage.
Yeah, don't keep them waiting.
Where's Cole? He's out on the deck. Man, tell me about your heaven.
You should try this thing. It's pretty good.
Oh, man. What's your name, buddy?
We're going to get a beer after this.
So as soon as we get done killing the Admiral, you have to get together for a drink.
Admiral, come on in, Cole.
You come in and see Roger half unconscious on the floor.
Oh, that was a yes? Okay, good. Poor name.
Going, why me? Why me? You see the Admiral blood pouring out of his throat.
Not the Admiral. I thought he got
his arm chopped off.
Well, no,
he cut his throat.
I'm getting there. Blood pouring out of his throat. Arm in the process of being separated by the Blade of Ascension in Ethan's hand. And Dumas dead and bleeding on the floor with Finn standing over and cleaning off a blade.
Wrap the arm up. Arms?
Arm. We just need one, right?
Okay. Well, do we know which one? He had tattoos on
his left arm.
Do we know that?
Cut him off.
Pull him. Hold the hand. Pull up the sleeve.
I thought he had tattoos.
Yeah. Left arm.
Check both of them.
There's nothing on the right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because I thought he had tattoos on both. They were like, we got the left arm. Let's go.
We're good.
Cole, can you bring me the brandy, please?
Look. Yeah. Thumbs up. Okay.
There you go.
Wait. Cole brings me the brandy.
Mm-hmm.
I take the brandy.
Which seems
to be the time to drink, though.
And that's how much are we talking? I mean, in
what cask?
Okay, all right. So, a couple gallons at least, right?
About that big around, yeah. About a foot across, about a foot and a half to.
Okay, so tall. Plenty. Yeah. I douse the body of the admiral. I douse the body of Dumas.
Let me.
I take out my knife.
Parson Wood.
And I carve into the admiral's forehead, Bleaker's Bane. And I carve it into the forehead of Dumas as well. I slit open.
Hey, what? I think your round's up.
No, it's okay. Not.
Children, you should go to bed now.
I take his.
Tune in next week when Todd's still talking about what he's
doing. And then. Not two fingers, four fingers.
And then I ask Cole if he's got a match.
All right. Before you light it,
okay.
I suggest we wrap up the arm and make our egress. I will make the
announcement. Point to the arms while I'm singing and point to the barrel. The arm should fit.
Put them in the barrel. That's
put
a good
the
barrel.
Put the Ooh, arm in the barrel. We put the arm.
No. Empty the barrel.
Yeah, we put the arm in the barrel. We run. We take it. We run out. I'll take conspicuous oratory. And falsely, probably oratory, I guess. I don't know. I want to get everybody's attention. When we come out on the deck, as the fire's raging, I'll say the cabin boy has gone mad and killed Admiral Flint.
And started a fire.
We have a fire in here. Put this fire out.
Okay.
We don't need no water.
Let the
fire
burn. And
I want to make that huge announcement.
Okay.
And command Roy, order
you
them.
Wish to do something?
I want to roll arson-wise to light a fire.
Okay. Hob one.
He's over there going, in the car walk in.
Right, yeah. Because you don't have this.
I'm still learning it.
almost there.
I'm going to be an arsonist. I'm going to be an arsonist.
If you fail.
Yeah.
Catches himself on fire.
Oh, God, no. Again.
Darn it!
Oh, wait.
No, the other side. Just make sure it's on your right side.
That is my right side.
I know. It's already burned up. It's okay.
If you fail,
uh-huh.
The seal on the cask from when you were dousing the side of the ship, you didn't get it firmly back in place, and you sloshed brandy all the way down. The fire will jump out in front of you and light the stairs on fire. Before you all can get through.
I'm good with that.
Mm.
I'm fine with that.
When it goes bad.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Three and a six.
Oh, okay. You're opening this?
Yeah, I'm still opening.
And you rolled six dice?
Yeah. What was the odd?
Two.
So it's a four.
It's a one. No, it was
no,
a one.
It was one.
It was a one two. Increase to a two because he was opening it.
Yeah, it's one increase to a two. So I got it.
He has one.
He got it. Okay.
Do I need to burn a fate for anything special?
No, you successfully light it. And the corpses catch on fire. You all run it.
Should I make a roll?
For?
Oh,
once you get on deck, yes, we'll have you make a roll. But what I need now from everyone but Finn is...
but Finn.
Because he's already made his roll, is a perception test, please.
Observation?
A perception.
Perception. Okay.
Two more times and I get arson-wise.
Something tells me... The brother's taking
his You step. Don't need to roll.
Oh, okay. I don't need to roll?
You do not
oh,
need to roll.
Oh, good one, does.
Three with two sixes. That makes a difference.
One. No sixes. For Jason.
Perception, right?
Perception, yes.
None.
One.
One.
Hey, one is four.
One.
So okay. Jason and Cole and Talitha, if you wish to spend
a fate point, you will definitely get more information.
Yay, I'm spending fate.
Nice.
Okay.
Three total.
So four successes.
What was the
I never said. Mm. It's a routine test, though, because the more successes, the more you notice.
Oh.
One, don't catch enough. Then. Except there's lots of blood all over the place.
Oh, routines
again. With four successes, you know, you in passing notice, and it doesn't really register till you're already out on deck and in the process of trying to leave, that the blood from the Admiral, specifically the blood from the throat, flowed down like you would expect, but then it flowed across. And up the wall and out the portal.
Uh-oh.
Very thin trickle.
Up the wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's such an unnatural occurrence that it didn't register on you right away. And it's like after the fact that the fire is set and you're on your way out and it's like, ew.
Is the portal that it went out on the side that has the dinghy we're going to?
Yes.
Okay, well then when we get to the dinghy, I will look for the blood.
And there is a trail of blood, a thin trail, flowing down the side of the boat into the water.
A thin trail?
Yes. Assuming you get that far.
Right.
You wish to distract the crew.
I wish to use oratory to persuade them. I'm going to circle in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to bring in conspicuous... losing my die.
Nope.
Command. And what was the other one I said?
Can I use stealth?
Command and intimidation. Oh, and falsehood. Sorry.
Would you like to use the rest of them?
Yeah. And I'm going to buy a valve.
And
R-S-T-L-M.
I'm with all of them. I don't recall the intimidation part of it.
I guess that's ugly truth. All right, I was going to say, you're all going to die because of the fire. I'll cut that one. You're probably right.
Okay.
I was going to say something to that effect. It's like, we need to put the fire out or we're all going to die. The falsehood is, cabin boy killed the Admiral.
Mm-hmm.
Oratory is to persuade them to go into action and leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
Command is to tell them to put the fire out. And conspicuous is to get their attention.
I'm glad you sent him
you're
away.
Leading with oratory,
and
right?
Leading with oratory.
I'm glad you sent him away so we have some time to...
Unless you think there's something...
No idea what you're referencing.
We've got
here. Poltergeist 2, I saw it just the other night.
They've been really showing the heck out of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good movie.
Oh,
Poltergeist 3?
No,
Poltergeist
2.
Yeah.
It's when the creature comes in.
Yeah, he's so creepy.
This is the flagship. Your obstacle is the lowest common will.
Okay.
This is the flagship. So it's a well-trained crew.
Go ahead, but I have something to say.
It's better to burn out.
The fade away?
I'm...
Jim. Your name is Jim.
Your obstacle is 3, but because of the training of the crew and the professionalism of them, I'm giving you an ob penalty, so your obstacle would be 4.
Cool.
What?
Hold that thought.
My interjection here is that any crew of any ship, their number one thing that they do is to stop a fire. That is every crew, every ship from forever.
But he's trying to incite a panic.
Well, he's trying to incite. It's not trying to incite a panic, but my
he's
thing
trying
is,
to, he,
he's trying
is to get them to go to the fire, and that's what they're going to do. That's immediately what they're trying to do is to go to the fire and to put that fire out.
Sure, I agree, but he's trying to do it in such a way that they ignore what's going on around them. Right?
Well, I mean, he wants them to go away, and I guarantee you, every crew will put the fire out. Deal with the other stuff later.
Right. So. What Todd is asking for is an advantage die based on the situation, which I will grant.
There you go.
Awesome.
The penalty still remains. Your obstacle is still 4.
What happens if I fail?
If you fail...
I got one.
they're rushing in such a hurry to put out the fire, we get trapped between the fire and them.
They put out the fire before it burns the bodies.
They see the blood dripping out of the barrel.
Look at that brain just
All good, all good. Oh. Yes?
Roger wakes up and comes out to the door and says, and he wakes up before, and they stop us from getting off the ship. We have to fight.
Ooh, it's going to go bad.
Roger points the finger at Jeff.
Okay. If you fail.
Because I. God. If I fail, I got.
How many dice are there?
From all this dice. I've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 dice. Right. 4.
If you fail.
God.
Roger does not die in the conflagration.
Which I don't want him to anyway. But
fine.
Okay.
I'm not saying he does die, but I'm making clear if you fail, he definitely does not die.
Okay.
The bodies are not consumed and the evidence remains on them. Rami Pilazar is known as a traitor and a murderer and will never be allowed anywhere near Navari fleets again.
Okay. They don't stop hanging?
He can be shot on sight.
And that seems good enough to me.
Okay.
Fail.
To be clear, not that this is your character, this is an NPC, but if you fail, your affiliation with the Navy will be done.
Reverse. It become infamous instead of famous.
Yes.
Okay. It's just one die anyway.
So you'd be infamous.
Infamous? All right, here we go. Than famous? Yeah. We failed.
One, two, three, four. Wow.
Four with no sixes.
Dude was sweating.
Anything else you want to throw in there, Tom?
I was helping you.
No, I know. You gave me grief about pulling it on my skills. But I needed every
I know you did.
All right.
So, yes, under your superb command and their excellent training, they rush down to try and deal with the fire, leaving you all to exit cleanly.
Yay.
We are the champions. We rock.
And yes, Ethan, you do notice that the blood trail comes out of the porthole and down the side of the boat into the water.
I will point it out to everybody and tell them what I saw.
My good
ride.
As we're in the dinghy, he's like, my good crew, we have done a fine thing today.
Hold on just a second. Let it ride. I want to light the stuff I spread up
on the outside.
Oh, yeah. You continue your arsonist ways.
Yes!
And set the side of the ship afire.
Unfortunately,
obscuring what Ethan is trying to point out to you.
Doesn't really bother me.
No.
As soon as we get back to the Red Sky Morning, I give the command.
What Red Sky Morning?
Make way.
So weigh the anchor to bring it up.
Weigh anchor. Yeah.
Yeah. Weigh anchor. Let's go. Make all due haste. We need to go.
Anchors away.
Anchors away.
And since you had the Admiral's permission to go,
we wave as we go.
Bye bye!
It's like, you all need to take care of that. The ship's on fire.
Aloha!
Yes.
As we're leaving, like, save the flagship! As we're leaving.
As you are leaving, the ship's nearest.
Because that's what I do. I am a good steward of the Navarre fleet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you succeeded.
In my reputation.
You preserved your reputation, yes. The ship's nearest the flagship lift anchor and drift away while...
You could have burned the whole fleet? You got a belief or an instinct that you didn't get?
No.
Roy's making a face.
While they launch several crafts to try and help the ship as best they can without losing their own ships.
Could have used loot wise when we were in the cabin.
Yes, you could have.
Oh, yeah, because you were there briefly.
Nobody saw you burn anything. What name did you make, dude? I was trying to help.
No, make a name for myself was for something else, but everyone was dead that was interesting on the ship.
Well, unless I killed you.
You should have done a speed test against him.
No, I wasn't. Everybody was dead when I got in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right, because he called you up after.
Yeah, except the cabin boy.
Yeah, Roger wasn't dead.
You could have killed your drinking buddy on board. On deck.
I didn't pour him a drink.
You didn't pour him a drink. And what now?
I just chatted with him.
Exactly.
Well done, everyone. Well done. You are a fine, outstanding crew. I could not have hoped for more.
I run the captain through.
Are you going to? That is perfectly legitimate.
That you would be making a name for yourself.
I would like to kill him.
All right.
I would like to egg him on.
I have had enough of you.
What do you get?
9:12.
We got.
Well, do you want?
I mean, it depends. I mean, we could just do a bloody versus. And fight, we could, fight, I mean, and I'm not saying right, I'm not telling is, you, no, Bill.
I know,
what we,
I know you're not. This is an NPC who may or may not ever show up again.
Mm-hmm. And who is the Dark One? That's what I want to know.
The what?
No, he who shall not be named.
He who shall not be named.
About,
what is that?
I've got a persona. How much persona do you need to keep from dying?
One.
All right, I've got a persona. If I lose, he stabs me. They throw me overboard.
Stabs you and you fall overboard.
And I fall overboard, and then you can bring him back later if you want to.
So, bloody versus. Okay. Get your dice, gentlemen.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah.
So,
I pull my
call in final frustration with Plazar says, okay, I'm that's it for you. Battle ensues.
Well, he is a treasonous. And if I win, he is subdued and in the brig.
So you wish to beat him in submission and lock him in chains in the brig?
Yes. And he takes a wound.
Well, that will depend on your
role. Takes one. Okay, he takes a wound.
Oh,
the wound. That will depend on your
role. Oh, okay. I don't know if I
he
can
may,
make that.
He may still end up dead. This bloody versus is a versus with damage.
Okay. He ends up... However,
but what you want out of this, if he dies, that's fine, but you want him subdued and in chains.
Yes.
And Cole, you just want him dead.
I just want him dead.
All right. So
we can help in this, right?
We need to assemble your dice. What?
I think so.
Combat skill are you using?
I mean, y'all got to jump in now.
Swords, and I'm a fork in
bowling. I was going to egg him on to do it in just a minute.
I mean, he just sort of pulls a sword and attacks me, and suddenly, oh, everybody's sort of in cahoots now?
I was okay with him doing it.
About it. I mean, what's going on?
You didn't give us a chance.
He didn't give you a chance.
Either way.
I have had
enough of you.
Either way, I'll burn the persona. Because I'm going to get some at the end of this, because I, like, killed all kinds of stuff here. I'm setting you up with all
kinds
of NPCs.
So, you'll need to assemble two dice pools, your attack pool and your defense pool.
Right.
Your skill, you're using sword?
Yep.
And
I'm using sword?
You're using sword. Okay. Longer weapon does not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Shorter weapon does not happen. Armor is coal armored?
Got my leather armor on.
Okay. Do either of your weapons have a VA score versus armor?
One.
Okay. That will be
I got my sword.
One die. That's one die to your attack bonus.
Can I fight two with two weapons and add a die for my dagger?
There's a skill for that. You have to have two-weapon fighting.
Is there a skill two-weapon fighting?
Yeah, there is. It's called two-fisted fighting.
You take -4 to your hit.
No, there's a skill called two-fisted fighting.
Not in 5e. That's a module you have to attach to.
That works in fight. Bloody versus will be just the main weapon.
Bloody versus is different.
Although, if you're fighting with two weapons, you can use you can count the off one as a shield. Advantage.
Okay, so I get +1 defense.
If you have the two weapon fighting, which
I don't.
So that doesn't.
Okay. Can I fork in?
Let me get through the rest of these first. So you have one. You're
Put out the
Jeff,
dice.
Jeff, your plus one die on your attack.
I'm not done with my dice.
Huh? I know, but add them up. Let's see it.
I'm not done adding them up. I was going to ask him if
you,
I can fork stuff.
You haven't set. You haven't split your. You have to split
know,
your
got,
dice, but you have one in your attack pool.
Okay, one in my attack pool.
Because of your versus armor score.
Okay.
Does your the weapon you're using?
No, it does not.
What weapon are you using?
Longsword.
Longsword.
What are you using?
Okay.
Longsword.
Okay.
You're
but
using
mine's
using
run of the mill.
Mine's
run of the mill longsword.
And mine's
yes.
fine.
You're not using an axe?
No.
Okay. Just double checking there.
Why aren't you using your axe?
Because he's not proficient with it yet.
Well, I'm proficient with it. Just not as proficient.
You said Cole is in armor?
Yes.
You have one die in your defense pool.
Right.
I don't think I have one.
General advantage. What are your respective reflexes?
Four.
Four.
Okay. No bonus
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
You're both humans. No bonus to stride.
Right.
Okay. Now, forks.
I would like to fork in brawling.
Same as me.
As he comes at me, I'm going to kick him in a ding-ding.
Now, that fork is wherever you want, so put it with your
okay.
sword skill until you split them.
And I can't fork in knives to give me a bonus die?
Yes. Yes, you can. You've got a knife in your offhand. You may fork in knives.
Okay.
That is where knives would come into play in this case.
Now, what about other skills like observation?
Intimidation.
Well, I've got that too. I'm the captain, you lowly piece of garbage.
Oh, come up with something better than that. You really have to.
Something he doesn't have to edit out later.
I'm going to put you down like the dog you are.
That's better.
Okay.
That's better.
And you?
You drunken cur.
Drunken cur.
You besotted.
Drunken
mongrel.
No, besotted. Come on, smaller words. It's Cole.
That's
drunken
a pretty strong word.
Okay.
And Cole's intimidation?
Screaming in rage and shoving my scar at him.
I lick it. Advantage die.
Okay.
Nice.
So I'll be using dreadful as a call on.
I don't think so.
I don't think you're going to call
Yeah, on a fork.
Not on
a
fork.
Fork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other forks?
I don't think I can come up with another one. Arson-wise won't really work.
No? And you don't have it anyway.
No, I don't have it anyway. Loot-wise, guard-wise, extortion-wise, no. Reading and writing, no.
Now, is this a fair fight to the death, or are other people going to try and stab in as well?
Oh, I'll try to stab in.
Give me 1 second.
He's always giving you grief. Why are you jumping in?
He is, not him.
You don't like him?
He likes
me. I like him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we loot with each other. We're the ones who found the map and all that other business.
It hurts.
You weren't even there.
I like Madrada better.
Huh?
I like Madrada better.
So what are you doing? Well, if I win, then they're all in the brig, right?
Well, yeah.
Sure.
Probably.
Okay.
You are the recognized captain of the ship.
Okay. So if I win this, they're all in the brig. Okay.
Until I get to port.
So I can distribute these dice?
Well, I can't turn the camera.
Right, yeah.
I won't turn it over to you guys.
So far, they're just helping dice. So far, this is my defense. And
hold on a second.
Sure.
Jason?
I want to take the shot for Cole.
Oh, you're going to throw yourself in?
Because I'm pushing Cole to make a name for himself, I'm going to throw myself in front of his sword.
How do you do that?
Either agility or speed?
Speed, add to his defense, I guess. I mean, he could or link test. I don't know. I mean,
that's a rough one because they're coming to blows here.
I'd say you would have a link test do a speed test against his to add a die to his defense.
That does sound a fair way to do it.
Or, yeah, if he fails, he messes him up and takes a die away.
Away from his...
Gets in his way.
From his offense.
Oh, no. Or
defense.
Or defense.
Takes one die away. One die penalty.
I think it takes away from defense.
I think it would take away from defense because that's what he's trying to boost.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I'm actually going leaning towards there's no test for what Talithel is doing. Talithel is putting his body in the way, giving you an advantage die to defense.
Okay.
But can he get in his way to keep him from his attack and block his attack? I mean,
that's a fair okay. Agility test versus this is pretty difficult. Just set obstacle to get his body in between their blows.
No, okay.
I'm thinking.
Well, what's your agility or reflex? What's
no, this is just Talithel.
Well, I know. I'm just thinking there might be an average between the two of us or something, just to give you some kind of obstacle. Well, because we're trying to get to each other, and he's
It's a difficult. It's a four.
What's your agility?
Five. Mine's a five.
What's yours?
More agile.
Dodge, parry, thrust.
So, you're rolling an agility test against a four to get in the way and take the blow.
That's pretty good.
Aimed at
Cole.
If you succeed, Cole gets an advantage die to his defense, and whatever wound he takes from the exchange bloody combat, you take instead. If you fail, Cole gets an advantage die to his defense, and any wound Plazar takes, you take instead.
Can I get an advantage die for having the rest of the crew because I'm the recognized captain and these guys are basically committing
mutiny?
Well, you're going to have no trouble putting them in chains if you win. Do you want them to...
On the other hand, you just took over from Madrotter.
Well, and Madrotter turned the ship over to me.
Yeah.
Very publicly.
Now, do you want any kind of...
I mean, I don't want to change that. I just want to... There are more guys involved, just like an advantage die or...
Do you want them to get involved in the fight, or do you want to put down this by yourself to show how worthy you are?
Yeah.
He's not worthy.
Poor Roger.
The coward.
Poor Roger. He wasn't even here tonight. Think of Roger. Gutted him.
Oh, Roger's going to get
one. And per his email... Briggs is helping you.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And unfortunately, he's stuck with it since he's not here.
That traitor!
Briggs and I will do it. Briggs and I will work together. Okay.
So you have one in your attack from the start.
Right.
And he has one in... He has... Defense. He's going to have two in his defense from the start. Go ahead and roll your agility to see... See what... Pain you take.
Looks like one, two, I'll burn a fake.
Two.
It's okay.
Three.
No, it's not great.
So you do help.
I'll save you!
You do help with Cole's defense, but unfortunately you step in front of Cole's blade to do it.
So what about you? I didn't hear that.
I take any wounds that Jeff takes. I take.
Oh, okay.
So instead.
So okay. For instead, me to win, I've got to stab.
I don't take any wounds.
Both of them.
Yeah. I guess I stab through him.
Half. He gets. He
instead,
rounds.
Also, as well. That's better than instead because his intent is to kill you.
Stabs and through telephone.
Yeah.
Runs me through to get to you.
Sounds lovely.
It's just the flesh wound, though. It's just like upper shoulder. You're good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to... All right, let's see.
Because he's out to kill you.
Right.
If he wins the combat,
yep.
He's going to kill you, no matter what your wound you take now is.
Well, he's going to think he kills me. I go off the side of the ship.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I said.
Yeah. All right.
And see, you can still win and take a wound from him, which will also be on Talithel.
Okay. I think I'm just going to go five each.
I'm going to burn Persona. Also.
2, 4, 6 on attack. 7 on attack.
So a 5 versus a 4. That's a
5.
There we go.
5 dice.
Versus 4.
Plus 1 from Arthur.
Well, add Persona, yeah. Add 1 for Persona.
So you were only 6 dice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 5 on a 4 is...
No, you burned Fate, not Persona. No,
he did.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I think that's a difficult look at a chart.
What are you trying to...
Five on a four.
Difficult.
Okay. So we roll tax, defense, what are we going to do?
So what's the pool?
I've got 5 and 5.
You got 5 and 5. And what do you have?
8 and 3 on the defense.
8 on attack, 3 on defense.
Okay. Well, let's go through Bloody versus results. One side hits.
Mm-hmm.
That side wins.
Right.
Both sides hit. We keep going somehow. Neither side hits. May agree to a draw.
Or something else. There's other things.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But if both sides hit, apply wounds, and make steel tests. If mm-hmm. only one side hesitates, he's out of fight, captured, run off, killed, whatever. Both steel tests are passed. The side with the most attacks successes decides what happens next. Another round of fighting, preferably with a different skill, etc.
You know, mm-hmm. besides making a name for you, all eyes are still on me, and I'm obliging a true fan. I've won you over.
He might have. Except he got in the way of your blade.
Okay, so...
He's always getting in your way.
That's right.
So his attack against my defense, or we just roll attack, defense? How are we going to do it?
Let's roll the attacks to see how ugly it is.
Okay.
How does the helping die count in all this?
It'll be against the defense of the other person.
Okay.
No. It's a good defense.
Because he could use it in attack or defense.
Right. But it's as if you were doing it. So it'd be... Because the defense takes away the successes, so it reduces your total of successes. Therefore, it would be against the attack of the opponent, I guess. That's a really good question. Let's go, for now, we'll go with the attack of the opponent.
Okay.
Attack?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Ooh. 3.
2 6s.
3 successes.
3 successes.
2 6s.
All right, come on.
2 6s.
2 6s.
He's got to burn the fate.
Of course I'm going to burn the fate.
I got to see if I'm going to have to burn the fate.
You don't have to burn it yet.
Not yet.
Well, this is attack on attack.
Actually, the more successes.
Oh, yeah. The more successes, the more wounds. Yes, I will be.
Yeah. There's a 3. There's
another. So 3 successes versus
roll
3 successes.
Oh, yeah. Roll 2.
So this is your defense, right?
No, this is
still attack versus attack.
Oh, yeah, attack versus attack.
I got attack. See how bad it is so far. So you got 3,
okay.
And
well,
we haven't rolled the defense yet.
So you're just rolling to see if you can get any more against the defense.
No,
1 and 3. Nice.
All right. Okay. All now right. Defenses.
Wait, and burn fate -1. Okay.
I'm wounded.
I'm wounded. And I'm getting slaughtered.
How much defense?
I got 1, but it's a 6.
Yeah, you need to make it count.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. 1.
So 2 wounds to 1 wound.
Right.
So what did
2 successes to 1 success?
Oh, right.
What did our helping die go against now?
3 successes from the attack. Is that what we said?
So you got.
Yeah, it's the attack, so it's whatever it is versus 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you did 1 to me.
No, he did 2 to you.
I did 2 to you.
So
you did 1 to me.
Whatever I
right.
This is my defense.
Right.
That's your attack.
Oh, all right.
This is my attack. That's your defense. So
4 to 3 is 18.
That's good breaks.
I wanted it to be
dead. So now we,
so both sides hit. So now we got to take a look at the wounds.
Yes,
determined. But I'm not hurt. Oh, yeah, wait, no, I am hurt.
Yeah, it goes.
I'm hurt.
You're both hurt.
Yeah,
I'm slower. Hurt.
Well,
now we have to make.
No,
he's hurt
yeah.
also.
Yeah, and we have to make steel tests. So wait a minute. He took all every wound. You took two wounds.
Took three, didn't I?
No, not wounds. That's how many successes he got.
Right.
He has two successes to determine your wound.
Okay. And I have one success to determine it.
Now you're using a regular longsword?
Me?
No, him.
Run the mill, yes. Where'd it go? I had it here just a second.
So you are going to do an incidental wound because you don't have enough successes to move it up to a mark.
Right.
And I've got a fine, which is add two. Right? Is that where you're looking?
Yeah, but it's also going to be an incidental wound because you don't have any successes to move it up. You just have the one.
Okay.
You both deal an incidental mark, whatever that is for your particular weapon.
Incidental is four.
Four.
So you all three take a B4 wound.
What wound?
B4.
And what does that do to?
Depends on where it falls on your chart.
B4 is
between superficial and light only.
Yeah. Light doesn't quite hit five. Light is for me is B5.
Right. So it's a superficial wound.
So mine, I think, is by MI, so that's what, mild? Or the
yeah.
Yeah, he's at MI.
MIDI.
MI is...
It's superficial, light, midi, severe, traumatic.
Yeah, he got a midi.
So what is your light wound?
My light is B3.
Okay, your superficial is...
Two, three, four?
Yeah.
Two, three, four?
Yeah, and he took...
Four.
You just killed Talon
now? No, it's minus two penalty.
He close.
But you won't do that again.
It can bleed to a minus three, but it won't get any farther than that. If
okay.
I recall it.
So now, do we have to go again? Do we have to go another round?
Well, you're both still up. Now you need steel tests.
Okay.
Counting the penalty, which for a superficial is a plus one off.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever your hesitation, plus one, that is
ooh.
Your...
is this hesitation due to death, violence, or pain?
Yes.
Yeah, reduce that by one. So, it's a wash.
You're a wash on that.
But my hesitation, or my hesitation.
What trait's that?
Cold-blooded.
Hmm.
Reduce
cold-blooded.
Hesitation.
Jason, what is your lowest stat number?
You mean... Oh, like will and stuff?
Yeah.
My power and fort are both at three.
Both at three? Okay.
Oh, jeez. My hesitation.
So you'll need to make a steel test, too, at minus two dice.
I can't make my steel test unless...
I can't
do that. There you go.
Nine on possible.
What is your hesitation?
Steel's at six. My hesitation's at seven.
Lots of sixes.
Lots of sixes.
Yeah, my steel's a six, and my hesitation's a seven with the OB.
So, it's my steel minus two, right?
Yeah. And your hesitation?
Two.
What's your hesitation? Normally.
Six.
So it's a seven.
So it's a seven.
Yeah.
Bang!
Wow.
So Talfel takes the wound and it...
Ha-ha!
Blithely jumps out of the way afterwards.
Blithely?
It's just a scratch. It's a
flesh. How much does the minus two last? How much does the minus two last?
Until the wound is healed.
Yeah.
Ooh. You need a surgeon.
No.
If only we knew someone.
All right.
Go ahead. Check.
All right. I got to roll six dice on a seven. Do I get any?
No.
One six. And one five. I get two successes. I'm not going to burn the fate. I mean,
got a deed.
You're hesitating for five heartbeats. Go ahead.
About it.
Go ahead.
Two
one,
sixes.
Two.
Five heartbeats.
At the moment. You're going to spend a fate?
Yeah, I'm going to spend a fate.
Oh, well, that's right, because we go. I may burn the fate.
And on more sixes.
Yeah, I'll burn the fate.
One more, so.
I'll burn one more.
So I'm at four heartbeats now, is that what it is?
Another six.
Ah!
Two. Alright, so we both hesitate for four heartbeats. Is that right? Because mine was a seven.
You spent the fate point?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So now I've got two left and one persona. I decided to do it.
So while he's hesitating, can I run Beaker through? Bleaker through?
Sure. But I'm not Bleaker.
Yeah, he's not Bleaker.
You already did that.
All right, I can't kill him twice. The captain? Can I run the captain through while he's hesitating?
No, because you're participating in the same combat.
Right? But we're not hesitating.
You're right, but
your
this
role
is also
a
bloody.
Your role was his role.
This, yeah.
So you're hesitating. It's not, like if I win, much. You guys go to the brig.
Sure.
I mean, you buy into the whole deal.
So. So you hesitate for the same amount of rounds, so now we just have another take, another go at this?
It's very abstract.
Is that what happens?
Preferably with a different skill.
You know, they don't include one aspect.
What's that?
If both hit and both fail the steel test. That option is not listed here.
It's probably the same as both hit.
But aren't they hesitating the same amount of time?
They're hesitating the exact same amount of time.
So just going to go with another round.
So Roy,
mm-hmm.
with the most successful attack dice, with the most attack successes,
mm-hmm.
what do you wish to happen next?
I'm going to keep hammering him.
Step
and
again.
How are you going to do it this time?
With my axe!
You're going to stop, change weapons, or...
If I've got to use a different skill, then yeah.
Preferably. Now, you just swung at each other, and now you're face-to-face. This would be a perfect time to start throwing fists.
Brawling.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good point. Anger. Anger. Yeah.
Or it could be a fort test to see which one of you outlasts the other one. Power test to see which one subdues it. Speed test to escape doesn't really count in this circumstance.
I'm up for anything.
Or some other suggestion that I haven't said.
We can go another round, or we can do just a power test to have done with it.
Yeah, why don't we do?
That,
we go
that
with the,
will be the next round.
Yeah, why don't we go with the quickest thing? We can do a power test. Or mm-hmm. I'd prefer to use brawling. But
you want to go one more round with brawling and see what happens?
Sure.
All
let's
right.
do that.
Let's do that. Same as before.
Can I have a die back if Joe's still helping me?
Are you going to accept help?
Yeah. I mean, if he's...
You're going to let this turn into a big scrum, or are you just going to punch him out and...
Well, if...
Well, he can refuse help, too. You could make this just a personal combat.
Sure. I mean,
they can want to help all they want to, but unless Roy accepts it, it doesn't count.
If it's going to be more than one guy on me, then yes, Bill's in.
Right.
Joe's in.
If they're going to offer help again, yeah, I'm going to take the help.
Oh, because you're... Oh, you're going to make a name for yourself? Can't fight your own battles?
Yeah, that's
the name
not
a team player.
Is that what,
Roy,
is that
Roy,
the name
that's
you
really not making a name for yourself if you...
Yeah, it is.
Get
coward.
Assisted.
Wimp. Wimpy coward.
People like to help me.
Didn't he just kill a cabin boy?
He did.
Instead of blaming everything on
DeMoss? I sure did. Yes.
He didn't kill
yes,
the cabin
boy.
No, he did not kill the cabin boy.
I beat him senseless.
Beat
and
him
then,
senseless.
And then he killed him by burning him up.
I just lit the fire.
Yeah.
Everybody here killed the cabin. I had nothing to do with it.
You didn't stop it?
How could I stop
it? Alright, fine. We'll go the simple way. No help. We'll go the simple
way.
I'll do an intimidation again, the same thing as I did before. Screaming, bowing knife.
I'll do the same thing.
So I got four from my brawling, one intimidation.
Gotta give that back.
I'm gonna give that back.
I'm
not gonna take any help. That's pretty much it. I got four and one. Four attack and one defense.
I still gotta bring my knife to bear.
Are you bringing a knife to a fist fight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently
yes,
so.
I am.
Use your axe then.
No, you bring in a knife to a fist fight. That's happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The axe is still on his back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sword's still in my hand. I could fork my sword in, too.
Well, I'll fork my sword in.
You can't use brawling, then.
Sure I can. I'm brawling. I'm using the pommel of the sword to punch you with it. If you can fork your sword in a brawling, why can't I?
You can fork your sword. You can fork your sword in. You can fork your knife in.
I can fork them both in.
But you can't...
Oh, he could. Fine. He doesn't have to.
Oh, but I will. I will.
How about an advantage die for being faster then? Because he's trying to hold on to both of his weapons and pummel me at the same time.
Are you going
to
let your sword go?
No, I'm not going to let my sword go, but I'm not trying to use it. So I have not forked it in yet.
Oh, I thought you were forking it in. You were arguing for forking it.
I mean, he's trying to keep hold of both weapons at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And punch with them and use the edges all at the same time. So
I'm just using the metal and the conk you on a big, thick scuffle.
Yeah, I'll fork in my scuffle.
Fine. Either way, it's an advantage.
What one did you take last time? A light?
Yeah. Not even light. No, not even light.
No, we didn't take
superficial.
Yeah,
superficial?
Yeah, we both took superficial.
So your both of your obs were plus one, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so we...
So it's a wash. It doesn't really even...
Okay.
Five on one.
All right, now are we just opposed rolls or defense?
Well, no, it's still bloody versus. You decide your defense pool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4-2. I'll give myself a better opportunity.
I'm going to... Four on defense, 3 on attack.
Mm-hmm. Roy?
4-2. 4 on attack, 2 on defense.
You need a persona?
Nope. Just using my last one. Attacks.
Ooh, 2, 6, 2, 4.
Now burn the...
Burn the fate.
Burn the fate.
Oh! Oh Yahtzee!
Nice. All right. I will burn... My fate?
Yeah, I bet you would.
All right, how many do you have left over there?
One more.
Ah!
Don't have to. Oh, that was
no,
your
this
attack.
Is
this is my
attack.
Attack.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, I'm going under now.
Mm. In defense.
Well, mm-hmm. You get to roll the 6 again, right?
Oh, I do, don't I?
Yeah, just roll the 1 again.
Oh, wait, I got to hold that one there because it's important. Ah, okay. And now defense.
Nope. I'm a goner.
One defense and...
Well, we both hit a wound.
I've got... Wait a minute. I'm not done. I have bruiser.
Yes, you do.
I use my call on to reroll all my failures.
Mm-hmm. Now, the attack is different from the...
No!
Right?
It's all the failures.
It's a roll.
It's a roll. You split it.
Including your fate that you burned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely including the fate.
Okay, so
nothing more on attack.
Come on. Nothing
one more on defense.
Oh.
One more on defense.
Okay, so my attack is a wash?
Yes, your attack does not go through.
However. His attack.
5.
Yep.
Plus 1 ob, mm-hmm. So you lose 1. You have 4 dice to deal with. 1 to hit, leaving you 3. You can add, you can make an add on your brawling.
Okay.
What is the add on brawling?
Barefisted 2.
So you can only do 1 add. So you do a mark hit with your fist if you wish to increase the damage.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine it would.
Yeah.
And your mark hit is? With fist?
Well,
with your fist?
I guess to the head. Boom.
No, you're not.
Well,
I mean, where the mark hit is, what are you asking me? I'm not sure.
It's either a incidental or mark.
Incidental, mark, or superb.
What's the
it's
number?
Your second number on your property list.
Oh, okay.
That tells what damage
four.
You
did. 4.
So you take another B4 wound.
Yep.
I don't know what you're asking.
Superficial.
Doesn't change anything.
But you hit, he did not.
Yeah. So
you subdue him and he
wins.
Yes.
You win.
Throw them all in the brick.
And we stop there.
Indeed.
Thank you, Briggs. You're a fine, worthy gentleman.
Everybody's in Briggs except for Briggs.
Right. You are worthy opponents.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, you could not best me in Brig.
Oh, I rolled horrible. Oh, that was awful.
And we will end the night there.
Awesome. This guy beat Thor's Bane? Are you kidding me?
You made a name for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Paperweight.
Last jaw.
I was working.
Last jaw. Bunk.
Okay. Beliefs, instincts, and traits. Todd.
Beliefs, get the key from Flint anyway, anyhow. Copies won't do.
The key is gotten.
Yep.
Persona.
Ensure the safe departure from the island with the ore and the entire group.
Persona. Underway.
Okay.
Even with the attempted coup.
Fate.
You're still
leave with the ore and the entire group.
Does he get the persona if he's in the brig?
I'm the entire group.
I didn't say how.
Now, one of the crewmen's on fire back on the other ship.
Who?
Oh! Roger.
Roger.
Roger wasn't part of the crew.
Roger was a part of the group when he went over. He was Neil's character.
He's also an NPC, though.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not part. I'm just saying fate, not persona.
He was a part of the captain's crew. That's when the last time I saw him.
He came over with us and joined this crew. He was part of this group.
To be fair, Todd wasn't here last game.
Boy, he let me. Y'all just let me kill the cabin boy. And you want a persona?
Sure. You killed the cabin boy.
You didn't even have to make a check.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And use Ethan's instability for my own means.
Nope.
I didn't get to that tonight.
Any instincts or traits in?
Weak sauce.
No.
Weak sauce. Okay.
Doug?
I will poison the Admiral.
You did indeed poison the Admiral.
When it goes bad, kill everyone against me. That didn't get a chance.
No.
And take the key, copies are flawed.
Yes, you did.
All right.
Persona. Instincts or traits?
No.
All right. Jeff.
Beliefs. Good things come to those who bide their time. Better things come to those who know when to strike. As soon as he was out, got the knife, slit his throat.
Persona. Fate.
Fate, really?
Okay. Well, it's an engine.
I know. It's not very specific. Innocent sacrifices are best. Thank you, cabin boy.
Yes, fate again.
Twice I've screwed him in two games. Peg boy. we will leave the flagship with the key.
That's a persona.
And my last belief, the zealot belief, should I read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. My God and Master demands sacrifice of blood of the unwilling to sate its unending hunger. I will provide a sacrifice of royal blood to prove my true devotion to he who is unnamed.
I'm glad it was a short belief.
Unfortunately, that's pretty general. A fate point.
Why?
Because he was raised nobility, not royal blood.
You said that he had a title. Now, you made the point of saying that last time.
Yeah.
I thought you were making the point that, yes, he is royal.
he's noble.
Right, he's of the aristocracy.
You didn't do the legwork
not the
to find out what his royalty was. I'm sorry. But, yeah, that was... My point was he was a worthy sacrifice, but he wasn't... The royal is aimed at Senzio.
Oh, I know. Oh, and since they'll disarm him, I will now have the sword.
Okay, Jason.
Okay. I got lockpick. We're good.
I'll use Flint's crew against him, didn't come in.
My axe is always at hand.
I will push Cole to make a name for himself.
Yeah, you really ignored the first one. You could have stayed on top and really used the crew.
Well, that's only if it against him.
Right. But you could have.
And the third one, if the poison fails, knock everyone out with song.
None of them really came up, did they?
Just the one push for him to make a name for himself.
Yeah, well, kind of an after... good intentions. Definitely good intentions, but he was already going when you said, I want to push him.
He worked earlier on
trying to get him on board. Yeah.
Trying to get me on board.
Go. Done. Fate, though. I think, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you could still work on it. You can get me to do more.
Yeah, because it's kind of a Fate Engine style belief.
Yeah.
Unless
I took it, he helped me take over the ship. That might be a persona. I didn't have done with it.
All eyes on me, and I'll always oblige a true fan.
Nice ship.
And those are instincts, right?
Yep.
Did it make your life difficult?
Yes, when the captain was watching, didn't watch me, because that was the main focus, when he poured the poison. And I obliged a true fan by jumping in front of the sword to make him popular.
Oh, that may... Yeah, sure.
So both...
Fate point. You gotta start spending those.
I did. I spent three tonight, and I went right back home.
Okay, Roy.
Okay, make a name for yourself, kill someone. I think I'm only working on that one.
Yes. But you get to keep it for next week.
That's a fake point, though.
Yeah. Once the key is in our hands, I will burn the ship.
Persona.
Yeah. And I didn't work on the connection.
No.
Instincts, none of them really came in. I don't think traits came in either. I mean, I used one during them. I tried to use... I used one, but I don't really think it made much of a difference.
Which one? Where?
Well, I used a call on. So
it's character traits.
Yeah, it's character traits. Thug and drunk. I don't know if thug really counts yet. I wasn't really being thuggish attacking the captain there.
Well, you didn't. I don't think you sent the story in a weird direction.
Yeah, it did go in a weird direction. Well, it wasn't.
I mean, by...
I don't know. That's quite a different direction. But I didn't think
actually
it was thuggish.
That, I think being thuggish would... I think you played thuggish by saying, "I've had enough of this guy."
Yeah, that's definitely an unforeseen direction.
Yeah, yeah. It was
an appreciated direction, but it was unforeseen. So yeah, fate point. Like you need more.
Man. I used three this time. Only got two back so far.
Hey, cool. Guess what? Humor.
Yay!
That fate?
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, back to three.
Yeah.
Right skill, right time. Having a skill to make the story go.
Poison. Oh, thank you kindly.
Fate point. Embodiment for really good or distinctive role playing.
That'd be to Roger.
Nobody can play a corpse like Roger.
I was thinking either Jeff or Jason for that.
I think Jeff was creepy outburst.
Damn, it was kind of creepy. That was creepy.
Yeah, that was creepy.
That was pretty creepy.
Y'all
didn't see that coming, did
No,
you?
I didn't see that coming.
Oh, you would never read The Fourth Belief. I didn't go on the website and look.
He's an NPC. So.
Yeah. So... One for Jeff,
yeah.
For his demented zealotry, and actually one for Todd for his subtle and brooding,
the brooding evilness there,
grief-stricken elf.
Actually made a note,
persona.
Thank you. Actually made a note.
There's an interesting on the web page. Back from the revised, they have the elf, the dark elves that are instead of grief, they have
starts with an S.
Yeah, it's
spite.
Yes, which I thought, oh, that's what Todd's playing tonight.
Mold breaker, going beyond the bounds of character. Nobody broke their character, I don't think. No one.
Well, I think. I mean. I think Talithil risking his life to save Roy.
I do.
True.
I agree. That's true.
You're right. I was going to say my character may have seemed to have broken to you guys, but
not to me.
But I think it's good because Jason, that completely threw me
well,
when he threw himself in front of.
Yeah, I was like, really?
It doesn't break the character sheet, and it doesn't actually break some of the, he got rewarded for it for some of his beliefs as well, but it definitely breaks the character's presentation. So
and it changes that relationship they've been having. I mean, it really
take a persona,
absolutely.
Yay!
Ooh. Good job, Jason.
We're getting all kinds of obscure awards tonight.
Workhorse and MVP. Nominations for doing all the work of the scenario and for being the crucial element of success.
Did anybody really do all the work in the scenario, though?
Well, it
seems fairly well spread.
I think Doug did was a crucial element with the poison.
Yeah.
I think that was the crucial element. But I think you've also gotten reward. You also got a fate for that. Is that a fate or persona?
Well, you could... Yeah.
I mean, I think the poison, because without the poison...
Nothing else happened.
Yeah,
right.
Without the poison, I mean, and Jason...
I mean, he prepared something based on whether or not Doug would succeed. I mean, that's...
He
was standing by in case Doug failed.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point, I mean, the goal tonight was to get the key, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Doug was crucial in getting
the
key.
So, MVP for Doug, all in favor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Persona. Oh, thank you.
And no workhorse this week?
I think we all, I think we all helped each other out, so.
Good, good, and good. All right.
How you doing, Tom? You look tired.
I am. That is the session. Next week, we'll have a trait vote.
Ooh.
We'll have a what?
A trait vote.
Oh. Where we review the characters about what they've done in the episode so far.
Can my trait vote be on the dwarf?
Yes, your trait vote will be on the dwarf.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right, say goodnight.
Good night.
We hope everyone enjoyed this episode. And we'd like to hear from you. Please send some feedback to roy@rusackgamers.com or leave us voicemail at 502-4141-RU, which is 502-4141-766. So for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright Luke Crane.